Vayter in Shas, we are in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin, picking up on Tezan Lebeis, but Abam at a page, very second to last slide. Bayi Rava Frekt Rava Kasha. Tzarech Shehiya Lamalkus, do you need to wait enough to bow down in order to be chayv to get malchus for going in b'mezid of in when you're in the mikdash when you're tamei? Rashi says im hisrubo shol lamud va'amad pochus mikdashia, and you stay there not enough for shia to get malchus, or ein tzar shia lamalchus, or no, you don't need any shia in order to get malchus. Meaning again, someone's in there and they're tamei tumas mikdash, and they're in the mikdash and they're tamei. In the mikdash, he gets warned by Edom to leave right away, and he doesn't leave right away, he's going to be chayev malchus. So the question is whether he gets malchus only, even if he waits less than the amount of time that it would be for shehiyah. Says the carbon gemir shehiyah. Is the whole tradition that we have about carbon lamalchus lo gemir shehiyah, or it doesn't teach, and it doesn't teach about the idea of malchus. Beep, turn the page of Zayin off. Adim lefnim gemir shehiyah, or maybe they received in reference to any tumah that's inside. Lo shna the carbon, lo shna the malchus. Doesn't matter if it's the carbon or the malchus. Says Rashi, betumah she'ira lo betocha zara. Doesn't make a difference whether it was for carbon or for malchus. And the Gemara says, teku bayi Rava. Rava asks a question continuing on this. Let's say tala atzmo ba'avir azara. Let's say Rashi says kedeshia. If he was hanging in the air in the azara and he's there long enough for bowing down, what's going to be the din? Is going to be chayev to have to bring a carbon or not? Ki gemira shehira. The question is, when we learn the idea of shehira about waiting at the time you need to bow, shehira is the basish tachava. Did they learn only something that is ro'oi to actually bow down? The person sitting on the floor and he could bow. The labar shtachava lo gemir, but they didn't learn it when it comes and you're not able to, and therefore a person's feet's not touching the ground, but he's like pulling like a ninja warrior who's hanging up from the top of it. He's not going to be chayef, even if he's sitting there for longer. Odilma b'fnim shehira gemira. Maybe that what happened is they learned, they got, again, the tradition is about when you're Tuma inside over there, and Loshna the Bas Shtachel, Loshna the La Bas Shtachel. Doesn't matter if you're able to bow or not able to bow. Doesn't matter. Take you. How about number three? Boy Ravashi, Timi Atzu Bemezid Ma'u. If a person is betam himself Bemezid on purpose, Rashi says Ve'im Tim Salomer Tzarich Shehiya LaMalchus BeTumas Ones V'Shehiyas Mezid Tumas Mezid Mi Boy Shehiya Alo. I said if you want to say that you have Shehiya from Malchus when it's a Tuma Ones and the Shehiya in the waiting there is Mezid, what about if it's Tumas Mezid on purpose? Then does he need shehiya or not? In other words, you're going to be chayv right away, or do you have to wait? But ones gemire shehiya is only ones by mezid lo gemire shehiya. We didn't learn it by mezid. Although befnim gemire shehiya lo shab ones lo shab mezid. Or maybe this is, the whole tradition is about tumah that happens inside of the courtyard. It doesn't make a difference whether it was something which was ones, and it doesn't matter if it was something which was shogging. The Gemara says teku. By Rav Ashi, question number four: nazir bekever. What about a nazir that became tameh? In the kever, Rashi explains that we are saying nazir sheh nitma ba'ones besoch besakvaros dumya de nitma ba'azara shalonis chayev bekinisaso kigon chenichnas besakvaros b'shita teva migol. So he came into the besakvaros. He came in some sort of box. So he's not tummy. Ubachaveru upara alav as mazivas gag, and the friend came and he took off the roof of it. Oil. But nitma avir besakvaros becomes tummy from the avir, from the airspace of it. The hisubo, and they warn him, say get out. V'lo yase, doesn't go out. Umiu lo shak de istachava, but didn't wait the amount of time for istachava. Says Gemara, Bayi Rav, Zera nazir knows not allowed to become tummy. Bayi shiyas shiyah lamalkus. They need shiyah in order, you know, to stay there long enough to bow down in order to be chay of malkus or enitzarch or not. But he's got to get out as quickly as possible. Rashi says, "Sach shi lamalkus alo carbon lo shayachach." There's no carbon that shayach over here. Klau. I'm talking about a carbon. Shein karis bin nazir shenitma. There's no karis when it comes to a nazir becomes tame. The carbon nazir tame lava oven tuma. The carbon that a nazir tame brings is not from the oven, the sin of tuma. Asi ela lemechal ale nazirus tahara kishar mechuse kapara beinan. So says the Gemara, we're not talking about a carbon, we're talking about Malchus. If them gemir shehira, but chutz lo gemir shehira, is it that this whole idea about waiting the amount of time it takes to bow down in reference to Tumah, that's only talking about in the Azara, but b'chutz, but it's talking about outside of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Nazir was in the Beis HaKfaros. There is no tradition about this particular idea that, I mean, the Nazir is going to be chayiv even if it's less amount of time to bow down. Or Odilma ba'ones gemira shira, by ones is where we learned the concept of gemira. We learned that about Shehiya. Lo shna b'fim, lo shna b'chutz. It doesn't make a difference whether it's inside or it's outside. In all cases, it's going to be chayav for tuma. Only if he sees long enough to bow down, says Gemara, teku. Okay. Whew. Bo lo baruka chayav b'ktsara pater. Next part of the Mishnah says that, let's say, if he comes out of the Beis HaMikdash by a long way, he's going to be chayav. Like this is a shortcut in a long way, and he goes the long way, he's going to be chayav. But if he goes the short way without waiting long enough to bow down, he's going to be pater. Samar Rava, Ktsara Sha'amru. This idea that he said going the short way is going to be pater. Afilu Akiv Betzad Gudal. That's even if he's walking his heel to his toe. You know, he's taking very small steps. Afilu Kol Yom Kulo, even if he takes the whole day to leave. Rashi says, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo Shav Alichaso Shaya Holech Riyotse Benachas Pater. He's going very, very slowly. He's still going to be pater as long as he started the process. And he's continuing to leave, and he's not waiting over there, right? Even if it takes him a long time, he's going the short way. Bar Rava, Rava now asks, Shehios Mao Shit Starfu, do a bunch of small stops add up together to combine to make a person chayev? Rashi says, Hayyotze B'Ktsar, he's going the short way. V'shamat, and he waits, he stops for like a second. V'chazval, he continues walking, Derek Kitsiah. So V'shamat, he stops another second. Mao Shit Starfu Kitsiah, does it all equal up to be the amount of time it takes to bow down? The Gemara says, what do you mean? He can answer the question. He can answer it based on everything he said, right? Rava is the one who said that someone who goes the short way is going to be putter, even if it took him the whole day to leave. So if it took him all day, then he clearly stopped along the way. So what do you ask? Of course, it's not going to be mitzvah. It's just the limit starfe. Tifshat me didday the limit starfe. The you who the amar afil kol yom kulo. And for the Gemara, no, Hasam Adol Shah, there I was talking about the case that the person didn't stop over there. He just walked extraordinarily slow. The question would be, though, what happens if the person did stop in a little bit of the time? We don't answer the previous questions, and now Bai comes and asks from Rabba. Rashi points out, by the way, Bar Nachmeni Shoya Rabba, V'chol Hechadika Bai Mene Rabba, who velo Rava. That is that this is talking about Rabba Ben Achmeni, who was Abaye's teacher, Rabba and Abaye. Don't confuse it with Rava, who was his colleague. Right? The one who set up above that somebody becomes Tame, left a short way. It's gonna be Pater if he leaves the whole day. So Abaye Rabba, Ba lo Baruka Shir Kitsar Mao. What happened to the person? If the person became Tame, he came out going the long way, but he went in a way that he went very quick, that it took him at the time of the short way. He ran. He ended up going like the, he ran quick enough that he took only as long as it would take for someone to walk at an average amount to exit the short route. Shior Gemire, did the Chachamim receive the tradition about the long way and the short way as a measure of time? Right? In other words, is this a tradition that we have that if one exits the Beis HaMikdash in the measure of time needed to exit by the long route, he's going to be chayev, therefore it's a time thing? And therefore, if he goes the long way, but he goes the amount of time it takes the short way, and he's going to be pater, Odoma Dafka Gemiri. He says, no, it's specific. Baruka Chayim Ketzar Pater. If you go the long way, I don't care if it takes you shorter. Rashi says, Loshnar Ras, Loshnar Loratz. I don't care if you run, I don't care if you're lightning speed. You went the long way, you're Chayiv. That's a question. Amalei says, Lo Nitna, it says back to the Bible, Rabbi answering back, Lo Nitna Rukali Dachos Tetzlo. The answer against leaving by the long way cannot be overridden for him, even if he goes by running, right? So in other words, it comes out that it's not a time thing, it's not a shear, but rather it is dafka. Maske floor of Zera. Zera asks, hold on one second. Ella the kai malon tami shishimish vermisa. Hold on one second. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Eilin Nisraf, and says Rashi, because I never Eilin Nisraf in Dapi Gimel. Kohen Tame, Shishimish Ba'azara, Bemisa, Ba'azara, Bemisa Bidei Shamayim. This person is going to be Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. That's a heavenly death. Rashi points out, we're talking about he became Tamei in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, but not before. Because if he became Tamei before, then he's going to be Chayev Kares. Rashi says, Heichi Meshkachas, so I skipped a little bit, but it's right now. The Kamala Tamei Shishimish HaMisa, Heichi Meshkachas, I'll explain in a minute, right? The Ein Bakares, Al Karchach Benitma Bazara, who? The Meshkachas, La Deib, Benitma Bechutz, Venichas, Chayev Le Kares, Pekinisaso. So Kares is obviously more intense, Misa Vishamayim. So we say, the Kamala Tamei Shishimish HaMisa, we say that a tummy who's mishamish, he does service in the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayav misa b'dei shamayim. Now, since it's halacha, like we just said, it must be used before he came in. That was only when he became tummy. Heichem ishkachasa. Now, if Rabbi is right that we go dafka, then how are you going to find a case, heichem ishkachasla, that the kohen is going to be chayav misa b'dei shamayim and not kares? How is it possible? E deloshah, if the Kohen didn't wait over there long enough to bow down, and he bowed, so it says bavodaso kadesh tachavaya, and when he did this service over here in the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't wait long enough for one to bow down, so then hechi avin avoda. How is it possible he didn't avoda? You say a Kohen sheshimish is chayv misa bidei shamayim, which is less than, like we said, it's less than Kares, how is he mishamish there and still without the amount of time it takes to bow down? Or what type of service can a person do? What type of avoda has less amount of time to bow? Heichi mishkachasla, says Rashi, heichi avin avoda, eiza avoda ketana teyase, ebachos mechidei shihia seshtachava. It doesn't even make sense. Either shah bar kares, who, if he did wait long enough to bow down over there, then he's mechayev kares. So how could it be that, why would the halacha say that he's going to be chayev only Misa V'dei Shamayim for doing this? Something doesn't make no sense. So this is Gemara. Iyam Rav Yishlam Shi'ura Gemire. So if you want to say, and this is our question, again, it's Rabbah. If you want to say we go according to the Shir, right, to the long way and the short way, it's a matter of time, right? It's not actually talking about where you went the long way or the short way, but it's just saying long enough to do it. It's the total measure of time normally required for going the short way and bowing down, or for going the long way without bowing down, there's going to be chayev. Then mishkachasla, you can find a case in which the Kohen did something without having to go, without getting kares. The anis nafshe b'ketzara v'avad avoda. What's that? The Kohen who runs really quickly by the short way, and he does avoda before he runs out. So now the total time between his becoming tamei and leaving is the measure that a normal person would go and he leave. Therefore, he's not going to be chayev kares because he didn't wait over there, but he's going to be chayev misa v'dei shamayim because he's the avoda. Beep, turn the page. Use time of base. Aliyah, my dafka gemiri. If you want to say it means specifically dafka, long way versus short way, says Rashi, shaha kadeish tachavaya chayev, afili yatsa lo b'ktsara b'merutin eschayev b'shiyaso. And even then, so heichi mishkachas, how are you going to find a case that the coin is going to do avoda without getting kares? Even if he saves time by running out the short way, he's going to get kares if he stops in order to do an avoda. So how does that even make any sense? Abaye says, nah, my coach, what's your question? There is an avoda, which is a very tiny avoda, the smallest of the avodas that you could actually pull off. And therefore, we could say that it's dafka. Find a case, the coin came out of the Beis HaMikdash. He goes the short way, but while he's walking out, he flips over with a fork one of the karbonos that was burning on the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, Bavoda Baloshiyir, Shenitma V'yatza Miyad, because he leaves immediately. V'derech Yitziyasa, Yochiz Mazla, he's only a fork, Mazla V'yad on his hand. V'hika Bo, Be'echad Min Avarim, and he hits one of the limbs, Sha'ala Maracha, it's on the Maracha. V'hafach Ma Shalamad L'mat, and he flips it over. U'kid de Rav Huna, this goes according to Rav Huna. I'm Rav Huna. Huna says, Zar shahafach pitzinur achay misa, a zar, and I'm going to flips over with a fork. Some of the avarim that were burning is going to be chay misa b'dei shamayim. Says Rashi, Rav Huna, zar shahafach pitzinur, avoda hi shemekare v'ikula, it's an avoda, because it's bringing closer, it's a full-on burning. V'yish kan avoda below shahia, and there's an avoda here without any sort of shahia, and therefore Rabbi can actually be correct. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, zar shahafach pitzinur achay misa, heichidam, what exactly the case? If we're talking about a case that had he not turned it over, it wouldn't have been consumed by the fire there, then Pshita obviously is going to be Chai Misa V'dei Shamayim because he did an avod over there. But let's say if he hadn't turned it over, it also would have been totally consumed. Then Mike Ovid, and what did he do over here? Just he brought it closer, didn't do anything. We're talking about where if the Tsar wouldn't have turned it over, then it would have been consumed in 2 hours. But now it's only going to burn in 1 hour. This is telling you the whole Kruvi Avoda Avodahi. Anytime you're bringing in the Avoda quicker, you make it finish quicker. That's considered Avoda. I'm Rabbi Yoshaya, Ba'ina De'ema. I want to say something, but I'm scared of my friends to say this because maybe they're going to come against me. If someone enters into an afflicted house, I mean, there's a tsaras on the house, but he comes in backwards, or because we know that if the tsaras on the house and it becomes tummy, that anyone who goes in there while it still has it is going to become tummy. So it says here, he wants tiny nichas avay some nuga, but the chorav walks in backwards. I feel kol chutz mechutz, even he goes in completely. Besides his nose, which is who bolit lahalin mishar guf, it's sticking out from the rest of the body. Tahor, he will still be tahor. He didn't go all the way in; he's going to be tahor. Dechsev abal abayis, because the pasuk says somebody comes into the house is going to be. Sorry about that. Somebody comes into the house is going to be tame. Derech bia aser tahor. That means the Torah is answering only to go in a normal way, but not to go in backwards. So mistafinu mechavrayi. Why am I scared of my friends to say this? Because they're going to say yehochi kulinami. So if that's true, then your entire body can go in, even with the nose, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's why I was scared to speak up. And what does he say back? Now, Amar Rava, Kula lo gar mikilim shabayis. If he goes in entirely, then he's going to be tummy, which is no different than kilim that are in the house before it became tummy. Right? Then before it gets called, this place is tummy. Even though they didn't go in, they didn't enter into the house. The pasuk says so that everything in the house should not become tummy. Or as you say, take everything out of the house before the going comes, because once it comes to tummy, everything's going to become tummy. But nothing came into the house over there, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. So the same thing here is the entire body's in there. And it'd be no different than that, that it'd become tummy. The roofs of the buildings that are by the chatzah, right? There are a bunch of parts that are little rooms, chambers, and offices that were on the Azara, and question is, what's the din of the roof? Do they have Kedusha, the same one as the ground level? Gagana level, ain't all Kachim Kachim Kachim. You can't eat Kachim Kachim. The holy of the Chatas and Asha, we can't have those separate things. You have to read only in the Azara. Vein Shokhtin Shom Kachim Kalim, you can't even Shecht Kachim Kalim over there. Just the floor and the avir up to the roof, the space over there. And you can shecht kachim kalim over there. Vitame shenichnas derech gagin leichal, and vornus tame comes into the azara through that area. Rashi says, finish it off, then potter, you've got to be potter. Says Rashi, alma kol heichat because of bia, derech bia bin, it's got to go in the way that's normally going. Shenemar ve'la mikdash lo savo, don't go to the mikdash, derech bia, sitar, only if it's done, derech bia, but if not, then it's not a problem. So next, zuck the next part of the Halakha Mishnah. Zui mitzvah sasei mikdash ein chayiv chayavim aleha. This is a mitzvah in the mikdash that you're not going to be chayef to bring a special type of chatat. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Zui the mitzvah asay shemikdash shein chayev malea veizui mitzvah asay shebenida shechayev malea chayev. If someone's being mishamish of the tahora, v'armalo nitmeish, she says, I became tameh, appears miyabi, pulls out immediately, chayev, v'shitzasa, no, lo, kibiyaso. Now, this is like a seemingly out of the nowhere statement here. It says, Gemara, heichi kai, dekamar zuhi. Where is it said that it's like, and this is this case? Rashi says, heichi shana, ein chayavim ala seisha b'mikdash, they're not going to be chayev on the asay in the mikdash, dekamar, hacha zu, that says here, zuhi, dekamar hacha, zuhi mitzah seisha b'mikdash, this is the that you're going to be not chayav for. What is it talking about? It says Gemara Hasam Kai. This is talking about Maseches Harios. Ein chayavin alasei v'alosasei sheba mikdash. The Sanhedrin are not going to be chayav to bring a special type of chatas for a asei or losasei, a reference to the mikdash. And that's just the Mishnah in Harios is talking about a special chattis that's brought by the Sanhedrin. If let's say it goes and it gives a certain type of ruling, Rashi says, "Inchevim bezin b'horasam al asev al los asev shebemikdash klomar al horas tumas mikdash v'kadoshav bein shehu al asev." Whether it's they made a mistake on something which is an assay, kigon shenitma ba'azara, the person becomes tummy in the azara, dahainu assay, the v'yishlechu bein, the pasuk says to send out, bein shu'al shalos assay, kigon nitma b'chutz, the ika azaras el mikdash losava, don't go in there. V'asim mefarish taima, dein chayavim, mishom dein mevien par b'horas. Bahura Ella, you don't, it's something called par helam dover shel tzibor, something that would be bemazed. If you did it b'mezid, it'd be karis and meshogig. You bring a karban, and they pask in the wrong way, and then the kli yisrael goes according to that. You bring a par helam davar shesibar, but here you don't. Why? El al helam davar sheshigagaso chatas kavua. That if the shogig was a chatas kavua liyachid, aval tumas mikdash karban olav yoridhu. But we know that tumas mikdash, it depends. It's not a kavua type of karban. It's an olav yorid, and therefore it doesn't fit into that category. Ve'en revien asham talo. You also don't bring an asham talo. Rashi says hayichidim shabali yadam suffik kares. And there is suffik kares. Ve'itzrichan akas of asham talo. Ein revien asal suffik tumas mikdash l'fi she'enu ba el al suffik davar sheshagig vaday chatos kavu avasim yalef l'mikraim. Learn out the pesukim over there. So you're not going to bring asham talo, right? This is a yach, an individual that the Sanhedrin is excluded from this laws of Asham Taloi. Now, what is an Asham Taloi? That's talking about there's a carbon that's brought by someone who's a suffix, whether or not he did something that if he did it, that he have to bring a chatas, and it's, that's what's brought over here. Ala say va'alos asay sheba mikdash. Let's read this again. Ein chayim al say va'alos asay sheba mikdash v'mivyan Asham Taloi. Ala say va'alos asay sheba mikdash. Aval chayavim al asay v'alos asay shebenida. But Sanhedrin are going to be chayav for an asay or alos asay in reference to nida. That's if a person who's with a nida is going to be chayav a fixed chatas. Then for the Sanhedrin is going to be chayav to the special chatas if they make the mistake and say that this is actually mutter over here. Umevin asham talay al asay v'alos asay shebenida. Also, bring us away. Let's say when it comes to the area of nida, because when there's a suffix, when there's no suffix, an individual brings a fixed chatas for being with a nida b'shogeg. V'ka'amar zuhi mitzvah seishu mikdash shein chayiv mala. And since that mishnah, we're not clear exactly what a say with the mikdash that you're not going to be chayav for. It says zuhi mitzvah seishu mikdash shein chayiv mala. This is the one that you're not going to be chayav on. And just finishing it off, the ezohi mitzvah say shebenida shechayim ala. What's the mitzvah say by nida mechayim for? Hayam mishamish lematoher. Someone is having tachshis with a tahor, and va'armeli lo. She says to him, nitmeis v'gim tamei upirish miyad, and he leaves immediately. Chayiv is going to be chayiv to bring a chatas, and therefore the Sanhedrin is going to be chayiv to the special chatas if they pass it in such a case that he should pull out right away. Because he's pulling out, because he's not like going in, full stop. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.